Welcome, everyone, to the Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Guide radio broadcast on KingScottRadioTV.com, where together we make a difference by opening our hearts to the journey of caregiving and where we are welcoming an expanded consciousness of love. I am Jamila Sabir Calloway, your host and the author of Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Guide. I started this journey of writing this book out of my own personal experience by being a caregiver for my mom the last 6 years of her life. As she began to develop symptoms of Alzheimer's, it was a slippery slope for me at the beginning. It was hard for me to actually find out or actually know that she had some cognitive impairment. Things started out like her forgetting things. I mean, all of us forget things from time to time. Like, you know, we have these shared experiences like, where did I put my keys? Or, man, I know her face, but I cannot remember her name. Those kinds of things. Those are easily shared experiences that we all have with forgetfulness. But as my mother began to forget more and more things, it became evident that this could be something I need to look further into. Sometimes, you know, we go down this caregiver journey. I know with me, it wasn't something I planned for. I didn't see it coming. And while it's a journey, sometimes you don't know you're on the journey until you're halfway down the road, because it's like, oh my goodness, this is really a problem. But it's kind of in retrospect that you begin to understand and connect the dots. I know that at times caregiving can feel like an individual sport. I wanted to write this book for people who are in this, in the caregiving, on the caregiving journey or in caregiving role, caregiver role. And from the perspective of a caregiver, when I started taking care of my mom, I relocated her. She lived in Washington, D.C. I relocated her down here to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where I live. You know, at the very beginning, I realized that many of the things that she was doing, she would be forgetting things, she would be placing things, short-term memory was becoming very challenging. She would continue to repeat herself, these kinds of things. I really didn't know what to do. I began to look for resources in terms of how do I care for her, how do I keep her, how do I keep her value of life on a high note? How do I continue to enhance her life at the same time mine, because I was still working. So it was a big challenge. There was a lot of information on Alzheimer's and dementia, but it was written from the perspective of a clinician or doctors or people in the field that are professionals. And I really appreciated the information. There's a plethora of information out there. It was just that once I put all of this information together, I decided that I thought it would be helpful if I could write a book that came from the perspective of the caregiver. And so that's why I wrote this book. That was my thinking around sharing the information that's in this book. The book is written as a companion to those of you that are in the caregiver role right now with a loved one. You can use this book. It's a reference book. It has resources. find ourselves in this role, and we didn't ask for it. We didn't sign up for it. Okay, we do the best we can. I know I did. I did the best I could, and I didn't always get it right. But having self-compassion as well as compassion for your loved one is very important. I know that the subtle onset of dementia symptoms sometimes can be confusing. Like I've mentioned before, you know, forgetting things or names, or where you placed items and things of this sort. So when do you know that it's a problem? It's a really kind of a gut feeling, an intuitive feeling. And as you continue to work with your loved one, my mother was in another state, but I would go up and I would see evidence, or I would hear stories of people who would go and visit her and voice concerns. So you do get an indication. And at the very beginning of getting an indication, my recommendation is to go and get an analysis. You know, you can start with your primary care physician. They can do a very quick but thorough analysis of whether or not they think that there might be a problem. Once it's diagnosed, then you kind of know, you can plan in terms of what the future might look like. I know sometimes you might feel blindsided by the circumstance that you find yourself in as a caregiver. And it can be a daunting task. You know you love your loved one. You know you want them to contain and to maintain the quality of life as much as possible. And I can remember at the very beginning when my mom would do different things. She was kind of acting differently than she normally did. And it was causing me stress. And I really thought, because I didn't even think dementia and Alzheimer's didn't even come into play. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking that she was just trying to get on my last nerve. Or she was just intentionally trying to cause me stress, which caused me even more stress. I'm like, why is my mother doing this kind of thing? You know, why is she upsetting me like this? And I remember sharing those feelings with a friend of mine, a close friend of mine. And she knew that I was going up to D.C. a lot to take care of Mom, and she knew that I was being very stressed out about some of the things that the behavior my mother was exhibiting. And I shared with her one time, I said, you know, my mom did such and such and such. I don't understand what's going on with her. Why is she doing this? And my girlfriend said, almost parenthetically, and it was in a soft voice, and she said, yeah, she's doing the best she can. And it was like an epiphany. It was in that moment that I realized, oh my goodness, it's not that she's trying to get on my nerves or that she's doing this just to be contrary, but she really was doing the best she could. I, at that moment, recognized that this was the disease and not the person. And so once I came to that realization and that acceptance, my relationship with my mother shifted because it grew compassion in my heart. You can't do this job without compassion. Even though it's stressful, we must have and grow the empathy and the compassion in our heart to take care of people with Alzheimer's and dementia. I know that being in stress, and a lot of times you're stressed out and don't realize you're stressed out, but it's very important in coping with stress that you invoke different tools that you can use. The one one tool that's the best tool for me is taking a deep breath. I know it sounds oversimplified, but it's the truth. Taking a deep breath and dropping into the present moment is a really good way to manage your stress. It's important to take care of ourselves, especially when it's confusing, when it's overwhelming and stressful. The metaphor I use a lot of times is like you're on a surfboard. And, you know, you just ride in the waves. And sometimes you're on that surfboard, weather in the storm. And sometimes you get kicked off that surfboard and you feel like you're drowning. This book that I wrote is to be a help guide and a companion for those times. Those times when you feel like your head is up underneath the water, you come up again, taking that deep breath so you can survive the storm. And my prayer is that people who engage with this book become friends with this book because it can help you to weather those storms.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio TV. com. I tell you, this book is just off the chain. Alzheimer's and Dementia, Caregiver's Guide. It gives you the details that you need. Buy the book. You can find the book on Amazon.com. Just look for the title, Alzheimer's and Dementia, Caregiver's Guide, and you will see it. It's very, very beautiful. You're going to enjoy the color. It makes you at ease with the task that's in front of you. I will tell you something. For people that are going through this particular journey, this is a necessary book. It gives you the guidelines. It helps show you where the pitfalls are and how we behave and taking excellent care of your loved ones. King Scott Radio TV, we're going to bring the author back in a moment, but this is Off the Chain by the book.
I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but it is really important to remember to take deep breaths as you move through the caregiver journey. Taking a breath and becoming very present and dropping into gratitude. This is a tool at the top of the list when it comes to coping with the symptoms as they begin to present themselves in your loved ones. You know, sometimes, you know, you're in a stressful situation. You can't think of nothing to be grateful for. Well, let me help you. You can be grateful for your next breath. That's something to be grateful for because you're still here. You still have an opportunity to assist your loved one and yourself. You know, I mean, sometimes it's so dark, it's hard to see past being grateful for your next breath. You know, I mean, it can be simple as, do you have indoor plumbing? Do you have electric light in your house? Are you standing in a structure that got a roof over your head? There's a lot of people in the world that none of those things are true for. And so you can be grateful, you know. It lifts your mood. It's hard to explain how it works, but it works. So what was that commercial that said, try it, you'll like it. You know, the trajectory of dementia can vary widely among individuals. So what I experienced with my mom can be completely different than what you're experienced from with your loved one. But type of dementia or overall health of the individual factors. Alzheimer's is more of a cognitive decline. And I'm going to list here just some of the symptoms that are in the book, or the warning, the early warning signs, because that's what you want, the early warning signs. Some people will have all of these. Some people might just have one. But in the beginning, a lot of times patients may have difficulty remembering recently learned information, such as names, and I had mentioned that, you know, even appointments or recent events. Also, planning and organizing tasks become more challenging. Sometimes individuals may struggle with tasks that involve multiple steps. I'll give you an example. My mother was known to be a great cook, and it came to a point where she really was unable to remember certain recipes or even follow directions of the recipes that were written out. And so that's because the disease, it was subtle, but it began to progress in that way. And so when I saw those kinds of things happening, you know, they were really red flags for me. Sometimes also patients may lose track of dates or even the seasons and the passage of time. They might forget where they are or how they got there. I never really, well, you know, toward the end, I will say that my mom did sometimes think she was in the house she was born in, because my house is all on one level, and a lot of times she would say, well, you know, I got to go upstairs and go to bed. You know, we don't have any steps in this house. So I knew that she thought she was in another space. So these are just some of the subtle signs that someone may be, may have a diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's. Sometimes patients have difficulty with vision perception, which may lead to problems with the balance or coordination. You can see how they're walking, you know, how their gait is when they're walking. Sometimes it might affect that. A lot of times it will cause patients to fall or to stand without support. Even though this isn't like maybe thought to be a mental problem, you might consider this more of a physical problem, but this is also one of the ways that Alzheimer's disease manifests itself. Misplacing items becomes more common, and the person may struggle to replace their steps to find them. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I do that sometimes myself. But I'm just saying, when it happens more and more often, and you can kind of tell, you know, if this is your loved one, you know your loved one in ways that other people don't know their loved one. So these are watch outs. These are things that you might want to take note of. Decision making becomes impaired. You know, a lot of times patients might make choices that seem unusual or just socially inappropriate. Sometimes patients forget to wear clothes or talk, or they talk inappropriately with others. You know, those are subtle signs that you can look for as the early warning signs of dementia. Also, you know, notice how they withdraw, or if they're starting to withdraw from hobbies or work or social activities, you know, during the increasing challenges that they face. You know, if someone is having problems walking, they might be walking with a cane now and stuff, you know, they may begin to become more aloof, you know, or get more quiet if they were very talkative, or both spoke. They may not speak as much. And these are also signs that may be encountering a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. I'm going to wrap up for this particular broadcast, but I want to thank you for tuning in and to listening to this story and some of the highlights of the book. I'm committing to supporting caregivers through this book and through future broadcasts and other resources. So please tune back in to KingScottRadioTV.com for future broadcasts. And I invite you to purchase the book at Amazon.com, Alzheimer's and Dementia, Caregiver Guide by Jamila Sawbear-Calloway. Thank you for listening. We'll talk.